Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you could do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, the lamestream media is constantly pointing out that men are becoming more extreme. It's just projection and a cover for the fact that women are radicalizing to the left more than ever. People will claim that this is only a problem in America. Meanwhile, here are South Korea, Germany, and the UK. Crazy how women started to radicalize around the same time they started to use smartphones. Being far right just means being normal these days. But the radicals are trying to label being extreme left as normal instead. Moving on, why is it that women like this be selling pictures of their poop shoot on the internet? It's emotional damage and daddy issues. The tattoos are a visual representation of that. Also, what else does she have to offer except the number two hole? Business is probably really good because there are thousands of simps ready to pay a lot for see her chocolate starfish. What loser pays for content like that when you can get just as much as you want online for free? Number three, Zelensky is going to replace Ukraine's population with African migrants to fill the jobs left vacant due to the war. Ukrainian men got sent to the front lines to die while Africans are being brought in to replace them and bang their women too. Maybe there needs to be an election so they can bring someone in who can negotiate with Putin that can be brought in. There is no need for all these men to die. Soon the women of Ukraine are going to pay the price for voting for multiculturalism. Up next, here's the voodoo of weight loss. Modern problems require modern solutions. But something tells me that with a face as fat as hers, she ain't fooling anyone. When the lateral pressure from her feet puts 48 pounds of pressure on that scale, it means you're insanely overweight. If she was really smart, she'd use AI to fix her fat problem. Life would be over for me if I got this big. I'd have a heart attack on the spot. Number five, the next time you start feeling bad because you're losing your hair in your 40s and 50s, remember that this was Lenin's haircut at 25. This was the chud that the Marxists chose to follow. If you think this is bad, when I went to film school, one of my 19-year-old classmates had a full Picard horseshoe. He was only 19. Every man in his family lost their hair by the time they turned 16. On the bright side, at least it meant his testosterone levels were pretty good. Moving on, apparently now they're eating the cats and dogs in Europe too. This Nigerian migrant was arrested for grilling a cat in a kid's playground. Our cultures are not compatible. Then again, maybe he was just preparing Haitian food. He should have migrated to Vietnam because they would have given him a job doing that over there. If you think this is bad, then you haven't seen DoorDash deliveries in the great state of Ohio. Number seven, Palantir is pushing for mandatory military service in the United States. Of course they are. They would profit from it. How about building a robotic army instead, run by super nerd video game players? Then again, this might be a great idea if we also forced all the immigrants and migrants to join too. Then they'd finally stop coming. Forced servitude is slavery in America is about liberty and never had mandatory military service outside of wartime. Up next, so it's finally come to this with governments like Japan paying people $125 to use dating apps. But this won't work to boost fertility rates, because women only want the best men now. If Japan really wants to boost fertility rates, then it needs to develop artificial wombs or set up some sort of surrogacy service. Unfortunately, I don't think even that's going to work because it's more about people no longer wanting kids that's actually the problem. Number 9, this influencer, Gracie Bond, pays a personal assistant 10 grand a day to help her with her daily hygiene. I'm sure that a cow farmer is used to washing a butt that large and he'd probably work for a lot less too. I'm sure there are plenty of guys gooning to her as well. I was gooning back before they even had a term for it. It's the only real way to give yourself some real pleasure. Something tells me Gracie probably also uses her assistant for gooning purposes as well. I think guys gooning is also partially responsible for falling fertility rates. Moving on, what did we learn, class? That Gen Z men with college degrees have the same unemployment rate as non-grads, signaling that the higher education payoff is now dead. Unless, of course, you're a woman and then you'll get a cushy DEI job that would have once gone to a man. Either that or if you're an immigrant, because since COVID, 90% of jobs have gone to foreigners. The whole world and women are given preferential treatment over white dudes. Number 11, why do you suppose that the American government warns its citizens not to travel to India? Because people there will grape single women traveling alone, but then the US imports millions of Jeets into your neighborhood. It's all about that manpower. The US and the rest of the world is desperate for it in order to keep the wage inflation from going up. They don't want to pay people a living wage, so instead they import the third world and its problems to keep costs down for boomers. Up next, where do crazy people like this one come from? She says that if there's a civil war, the blue states control all the fresh water. That's funny, because the blue states can't even control themselves. And besides, there are no blue states, but just blue cities. And most of them are filled with weak simps. Also, there won't be a civil war because people have been sedated by things like gooning material and 50 flavors of Oreos. Neither side will fight each other, they'll just avoid one another. Number 13, here's the look your wife will give you when she's giving birth and she sees you laughing with all the nurses. All of a sudden, her pain isn't all that bad anymore. It's always about drama with women. Also, why does she have makeup on? As turd-flinging monkey says, don't hate, dilate. Other women will defend her and say that he's supposed to feel the pain with you, and yet he's there laughing. With a look like that, she can't be in that much pain. Moving on, this 49-year-old woman, Colleen Brown, was charged with a DUI in Florida, and no, that picture isn't AI-generated. It's real. Based on the thick bones behind the eyebrows, I'm going to guess that this is really a he and not a she. If this is in Canada and she went to court for a trial and the artist drew a sketch of her because we can't take pictures or video recordings in court, the artist would probably get arrested for racism, for drawing her so accurately. Number 15, looks like the K-shape economy is heading to the moon, with consumer sentiment at all-time lows while the S&P 500 is at all-time highs. It's almost like there are two economies in the country. The top 10% plow their money into hard assets causing inflation, while the bottom 90% are forced to pay for more due to tariffs and inflation. Plus, it's a midterm year, and if things do crash, it'll probably only happen after the midterm elections are over. Up next, yes, most politicians really are this dumb. This Democrat says that ICE is arresting people because they're in the country illegally. Yeah, why else would they arrest them? It's not like they're breaking the law or anything. This is like saying that police officers are only handing out speeding tickets because people are going too fast. Or that security guards are stopping shoplifters simply because they're stealing. I don't know if he's this stupid or if he thinks the people voting for him are this stupid instead. Number 17, young guys these days have the choice of living at home forever or paying thousands of dollars in rent and never buying a house. Even living at home and saving money for a place, it could still take you 10 to 15 years simply to save up for down payments. All you can do is goon and go your own way. The only way out at this point is to get a remote job and move to Latin America, Eastern Europe, or Asia. That's what I would do if I was starting out. Moving on, looks like the UK is experiencing a little bit too much enrichment, as this African woman feels like she doesn't want to live in Britain anymore, because it's more peaceful in Ghana than in London. Those are some tough words, but I doubt that she's going to leave, though. I suspect she doesn't like the diversity in London anymore because there aren't that many English people left. Just a bunch of Jeets and Mohammeds that are trying to scam and grape her. Number 19, Tech Times says that we need 2.7 children per woman to avoid extinction. It's closer to 2.1, but who's counting? Once a civilization gets down below 1.7, it's never recovered and has always collapsed. That's why I keep beating the drum that the only solution to the fertility crisis is a technological one. Looking at our soy society, though, many people aren't reproducing and prefer extinction instead because of things like wealth inequality and the inability to find someone to date or marry due to dating apps. Up next, what do you do when your entire country is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome? With 89% of Canadians saying that Donald Trump is to blame for Canada's economic problems. Sounds to me like most Canadians are smoking their own belly button lint up here. Why don't they blame Trudeau for destroying Canada with his mass migration, deindustrialization, and higher taxation? This is an article from the CBC, so the survey and this article could just be seen as propaganda. Number 21, here's a couple planning their international trip and they realize there's no point in traveling anywhere anymore because there are Jeets everywhere. The first thing I do now when traveling, besides checking out how nice the weather is to look up the local demographics. There are pockets like the Florida Panhandle that are relatively free from enrichment, as well as Sarasota. Enrichment can invade the West, but they can't be everywhere, not just yet. Moving on, this Wayman says that all of her dad's friends are white with Asian wives. That's the dumb look you have on your face when you know that you too will marry a white man one day. She could also be freaked out by the fact that her dad's friends married a woman like her, and maybe they even have the hots for her. East Asian women are generally blunt and don't sugarcoat anything from my experience, and come off as cold and emotionless. Not my cup of tea. Number 23, here are the New Zealand tax rates for Maori businesses versus the white ones. Remember everyone, it's no longer about equality, but it's more about equity. It's about handicapping white folks so that everyone is equal financially. At least communism treated everyone the same, though it treated everyone very poorly. But when you treat white folks like second-class citizens, especially the business owners, they tend to leave your country and it turns to horse poop. Up next is this 71-year-old woman a predator because she's with a 29-year-old guy. If anything, the guy's a predator because he's pumping her without worrying about getting her preggers. Plus, she probably brings him much more peace than Wayman his own age or younger. The only problem I see with this is that dude looks like he skips leg day way too much. His legs are skinnier than hers. This post reminds me of this one where he looks like he dug up this older woman he's with at the local cemetery. Number 25 and the last one, we are so back. Check out Sydney Sweeney with her 19-year-old hairdresser. This is absolutely nuts. Yes, mine got swollen after seeing this picture. And no, this isn't AI. It's from the 2026 Stagecoach Festival. They look like they both have great jeans and juglies. And I'm not gonna lie, my eyes didn't see their faces until after I read the caption. Where's her hair studio? I'm asking for a friend. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.